Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers. It's that time of the week that we have the opportunity to touch one another, to share with each other, and hopefully bring forth a great understanding of what we're about here. You might say, these earth passengers that we are. And guess who I brought along?
Tell me, Carolyn, who'd you bring along?
I brought along a cute guy.
Oh, where is he? Hi, everyone.
Oh, don't be shy.
So, what you up to tonight, huh?
Well, we did send out a reminder to folks to tell them what we were going to do tonight.
Oh, well, that's that too.
I think you read
Could
it.
be.
Could be. Anyway, my friends, you might say this is an extension of last week's show. And there were lots of things that we wanted to talk about, some things that I think you at home listening to us at this moment would be interesting hearing. And if you got our email and you read it, we're going to talk about incarnation, reincarnation. Why do souls come back? Why is there the need to come again, to plan another lifetime, to go through all that we go through here? What's the attraction? I know there's times when I think there's no attraction, and there's times when I think there's great attraction. So we're planning on picking up that thread. And will you be the one that we will listen to and take you to a past lifetime that your soul thinks is important? Also, we want to connect again with the ability to work from the right side of the mind, rather the brain, the right side of the brain, and take a step further than we did last time, and that is to connect with consciousness throughout the cosmos. So, Richard, what do you say we take a call? We've got some callers online. How's that sound to you?
Well, that's brave.
That's brave. Okay. Roy is online too. He wants to make a connection with his mother. Roy, you're
Yes,
up.
ma'am. Bless your heart for taking the call. Hope you folks are in good health tonight, and thank you for all the light that you've shown us here in the last couple of months.
Oh, thank you. We both appreciate hearing that from you because we do intend to bring light to the planet. We do intend to bring forth truth. We do intend to help humanity any way that we can. Now, you wanted to make a connection with your mom. I'm assuming your mom's on the other side.
Indeed.
You sound like perhaps you were close to her.
Well, we were. I was an only child. It's been, she died in about 65, 66. So it's been a while. And
So tell
I was an
me,
only child.
yeah? Tell me, have you had any sense that she has been around you wanting to connect?
I'd like to think so. Yeah, my entire life, I think she's been there when some thorny situations arise in life, and I've been swayed to go at a direction that was beneficial to me.
The reason that I
Physically.
asked is because you may or may not know that my son crossed over,
I
and
do, we do indeed, yes.
after he crossed over, there were times when I felt that he was right there, and I could
Indeed.
connect with him and share my love with him. That's why I asked if you had felt that way with your mom. So evidently, you do hear from or have those that sense that she is around, and she is there. We're going to do two things, Roy. We're going to, number one, see if she is willing to... Richard, are you willing to connect with Roy's mom and take a message?
Oh, I thought this was your forte. I'm willing to do it.
Mm. I'm going to take the second part.
We could flip a coin on this end.
I didn't hear that. What'd you say, Roy?
We could flip a coin on this end. I was just joking.
He was playing.
We love you both.
Well, I like to play, but we're going to do two things. We're going to ask Richard to take a message, and then I'm going to work with connecting you with your mom. So, Richard.
Sorry.
I'm
a bit confused. The message from?
Roy's mom.
Oh, the message from Roy's mom. Yeah, this is Roy of Roy and Jen, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Rocky and Jen, as they know the band.
Rocky, yes, of course. Cool. So let's see what your mum has to say. She's here, and she is saying, "My dear Rocky, it has been a long time since we shared your dimension together, and yet I have been with you ever since I crossed over. There are times when I sense you have been more aware of me than others, but I have been, in a sense, with you always. This might sound strange within your dimension, but it is possible for me to, in one way, be with you in that manner and yet also do other things. The nature of the consciousness in which I find myself is very different from that sense. It is difficult within your consciousness to seemingly be in many places at once, and yet that is relatively easy to do in this consciousness. It is strange for you to grasp, I sense. But I want to let you know that I have been there, and indeed you have felt me there in times of difficulty, and I have sought to move closer to you in those times. So your sense that I have been around to support you is indeed accurate. And know that I love you very deeply, always have, as you know, and I am pleased that you have had some sense of me being around during your times of difficulty. And so it is.
How'd you feel when you heard that, Roy?
I felt like I was rising above here, just floating away. Thank you, Richard, for rising to the occasion there.
Rising to the occasion. I'm like... Richard does have a way of rising to the occasion, doesn't he?
Yes. We're so glad to hear you in the better health, Caroline. Are you feeling better?
Well, it's been a difficult day today, and... Some days are just worse than others. What can I say? We do
the
best.
Atta girl, and got to just work through it.
That's right. Sometimes that hole that I'm digging is pretty deep. My shovel's too short.
Well, we can sense that hole, and we're there with you.
Thank you.
And we want to thank you again for all the light that you send us, and we're still out here listening.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Now, Roy, have you worked with the right side of the brain?
Yeah. Well, I'm into music, so I'm try to
You're
get
creative.
Over there at some point.
Yeah. Well, I meant with when you're creating music, all of this is part of creation. It's all part of working with vibration. Whether you're working with the right side of the brain and trying to connect with other consciousness, there are so many examples of how we work with consciousness here on this planet. We could sit here all day and talk about that. But I want to discuss now with you connecting with your mom. Because she's there with you, and you could chat with her whenever you and she are willing to communicate with one another, just as Richard connected with her.
That's good information,
and,
yes.
Yeah, and so Richard does things a little differently in the sense that he was channeling with what your mom said, and he brought it forth, voicing it. When you connect with consciousness in the way that we're talking about, especially when you're starting out, you're going to hear it more through intuition. And you should understand what I'm saying, because as you create music, don't you work on that within an intuitive manner?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it's not a lot different in the sense that when you're creating with music, you have this sense. Some of it is educated through, you know, repeating chords and so forth. But some of it comes through, you just have this sense that it feels right to play a certain...
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, in a sense, that is how you're going to make this connection with your mom. So, one thing that might make it a little easier for you in this sense, I want you to envision a picture of your mom up in the third eye. You know where that is, don't you, the third eye?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So I want you to picture her in as greatest detail as you can. You know she's there because you can feel her, can't you?
I can, yes.
Yeah, I feel her. And she is right there. Do you have a question for Mom?
I was just, you know, wanted to know how she was feeling and how it is there on the other side.
Okay, so that's a good question. You want to know, you have concern for your mom, you want to know how she's doing, you want to hear something from her about what life is like over there.
Well, so, yeah, I just wonder how she made it. She had a terrible disease, and I just wanted to know how much fear she took with her, and, you know, how she's, you know.
Okay, now she's going to tell you. She has the question. She feels your love. You feel the connection, and you're seeing her in your third eye as clearly as you can. You ask the question, and I want you to repeat the first intuitive response that you feel, because that will be her speaking to you. And what are you sensing she's saying? The first impulse, the first feeling.
Everything is all right. I feel that she's at peace, and that's good information.
Yeah, so you're feeling that.
A calmness of her spirit. I feel a calmness of her spirit, and that's a good thing.
It is. Now, I don't know if you're interested in this, but maybe you could ask Mom what she does on the other side. Are you interested in that?
Absolutely, of course.
So, you can quietly ask her the question without saying it aloud. She's there. She hears your thoughts.
Indeed,
is on vibration. And when you ask her that question, what's the first impulse that you feel? What do you think she would be saying to you intuitively?
She wishes she could have spent more time with me.
Mm. Of course. It's a mother's love. She didn't quite answer the question that you put forth because she was interested in telling you that. This desire to tell her child the love that she has for her child. But thinking from the right side of the brain, feeling it intuitively, what does Mom do on the other side? What's the first thought? First thought. What does she do?
She's constructing something. She's organizing something to be built.
Ah. Do you want to know more?
Yes.
Now, when you ask her, you're then speaking from the left side of the brain because
sure.
you're sending a thought. So send that thought and then quietly receive from the right side of the brain. And she'll tell you what she's building. She'll tell you something about it.
Blue and lots of round circles, white circles.
We can't work with this more on the show right now, Roy, because time marches on, you know. But we've given you a tool. Oh, yeah, she's telling you more?
No, not at this, but you are correct. Thank you for giving me this tool. I so appreciate it. You give me things to use that I can do alone here.
Yeah,
you've
got something that you can work with alone and converse with your mom. She was showing me a blueprint of some sort.
Oh, my goodness. That is such a profound statement, Carolyn. You can't believe that. I believe. Maybe I'll tell you the significance of that in another conversation, but, oh, my goodness, Carolyn. You're right in there.
Well, why is this
Oh, my
so
goodness. She worked with blueprints. She handled blueprints. I swear to you, she handled blueprints. People came
that's
in
what it is.
To bid on jobs toward the building, and she handled the place where all the blueprints were, for all the construction.
Yeah, she was showing me the blueprint.
Oh, my goodness.
You have fun with this, Roy.
I am going to. Thank you. Bless you guys.
You're welcome.
We're anxious to hear the show at 6:30 here.
Goodbye for now, Roy. Just hang in and listen to the
Thank
rest.
Thank you. Bless you. Thank you, Richard. Good night.
Good night. So what we had done here is give a just, you might say, a little method on how to communicate with consciousness. And of course, Roy's mom is consciousness on the other side, but we can speak with consciousness no matter where it is. So I want you all to intend to go to this place in the cosmos. Now, we've seen pictures of this, star nurseries, columns of hydrogen. And you might remember some of these pictures coming through. Quite beautiful. It was a very famous picture a few years back. And the scientists had seen these columns of hydrogen moving about and forming. It's a star nursery. Angels are there directing the work. And for helping to form and, you might say, help these star nurseries to evolve. Something the scientists haven't seen in their pictures, but they're there. And I want you all to intend to be there in that star nursery, connecting to that consciousness of the angels. And connecting to the consciousness of what might seem like something inanimate, the columns of hydrogen. They are working under intelligence. They are intelligence. And you can connect with the intelligence of that star nursery. You can either connect with the angels that guard it, or you can connect with the intelligence of the hydrogen itself. They're trying to communicate with you. They understand what we're doing. The angels, for instance, that's shepherding this intelligence of the hydrogen. And so intuitively use the right side of the brain and see if you can receive an answer. Either the angels or the intelligence of the hydrogen. This is a beautiful exercise. And it is an illustration that we can connect with any intelligence anywhere in the cosmos. Just be aware of it. Now, we have callers on all the lines right now. And what I would like, as we take these calls, I want somebody who actually has connected with either the angels or the intelligence of the star nursery and call in and tell me what you received. What do you think, Richard?
In what regard, Princess? I'm not sure what you
really Well, you were listening, weren't you?
I was. I've been. I thought it was a great exercise, but you've got a challenge here. It's a bit difficult for people to call in when the lines are all full, if you see what I mean.
Well, we're going to empty out some of the lines, and we're going to ask people to call in. And I was wondering if you made a connection with any of the intelligence. Oh,
absolutely, I did. You know, I'm not exactly clairvoyant, and but I had a very clear vision of those. For me, anyway. Those columns of hydrogen and the whole energy of that star nursery. Quite fascinating.
Mm. That's beautiful, Richard. Thank you. Florence from San Diego is on line 3. Hi, Florence.
Hi, Carolyn. Thank you for taking my call. And hi, Richard.
Hi, Florence.
I'm calling about – I was – wondering who was going to be the one that was going to get a past life reading.
We haven't gotten to that yet, dearest.
Oh, sorry about that. I just called in and was holding, so I didn't know when that was going to happen.
So why doesn't Florence stay on and we'll work with her later? Hmm?
Did you hear Richard said that you can hold on and we'll come back to you later and do that for you, or else you could call in later, whatever you want to do.
It doesn't work to call in later. The lines are always busy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that the lines are always full. So you hang in there, hang on to your place, and we'll come back to you later and work with you, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Well, Richard, we didn't clear up a line to see if anybody
else... No, that did work.
Okay, Alice from New York is on line 1. Alice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I have a question. I'm trying to connect with HeartMind, and I'm not sure if it's really coming from there and how it's for me. It's just, making up something or creating a fantasy. It's like, I don't know the answer, if it's right or not. So can you help? Is there a way?
We'll see what we can do, Al. But I will tell you that when you first start out with this, faith is very important. And when you say higher mind, are you talking about your higher self?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so this is the personal higher self.
Mm-hmm.
Richard, did you have anything to say to Alice about this, connecting to your own higher self? Or is this coin flipped on my side?
I think it's flipped on your side. I think that's a good place for it to be. I think you're good at this stuff.
I'm like, you're not. Okay, Alice. Let me see for you. Do you meditate, dear?
Not every day, just occasional.
The answer's no. Be honest. Mm. You don't really meditate that much. Is that correct?
Yes. Not regularly, but weekends. Yes, I do.
Well, now that's good. And when you meditate, how do you meditate?
Is that called recreational meditation?
he saw a joke about that. That was really cute. We need to put that up someplace. Recreational meditation.
I'm seeking inspiration and some kind of guidance, so I do meditate. And I'm
Tell me how you meditate.
Okay, so I try to clear my mind, ask for a specific question, and wait for, you know, the right side of a brain to give me some feeling or you know, I don't know how to interpret it in words. If I have a feeling, I don't know.
No, that's fine. I just wanted to know how you were doing it. I didn't know if you were trying to clear every thought, because that really doesn't work. Thoughts are going to be with us, and it's hard to walk away from your thoughts in general. So let's try this, Florence. Do you have a question that you want to ask your higher self?
Yes. What will be most important to work on right now?
Well, that's a little complicated to start out. Let's make the question a little easier. Now, are you talking about spiritually? What's you should be doing next?
Yes.
Because when we start working with the higher self, we have to be very direct, and we have to keep our questions as simple as possible, because it's hard to receive an answer from the high self when it can go in several different directions. So you want to know about your soul's guidance for you spiritually is what I think you're looking for.
Yes. Why do they come on Earth right now?
That's a good question, because that's like asking something very specific. Why are you here on Earth? Imagine that you see a doorway. And for now, the door is closed. Now, you can do this quietly. Just ask the question, why are you here now on Earth? And as you ask the question, see the door opening. Walk through the doorway and just listen. What is your high self telling you? Why are you here? And give me the first thought. Why are you here?
It's just a feeling, just trying to help, but it's not specific.
Okay, so you're here trying to help humanity.
Yes.
And it didn't give you a specific reason. But you see, this is how it works. The higher self can't give you complicated answers. It started a dialogue. You're here to help. Now, we'll go to the right side of the left side of the brain and ask, how can I help? Now you ask that quietly, how can I help? And then be quiet. And then listen from the right side of the brain. How can you help? What's the first thing that comes to mind? The first thing, how can you help?
Healing?
I didn't hear you, dear.
Yeah, healing.
Healing.
Yes.
Okay. So, you're a healer. Have you been a healer in past lifetimes? Have you felt that? Are you a healer now?
Well, I try to help people, and I don't know if it's just imagination, but they say they feel better. So, I don't remember I don't remember past life.
Okay, no, that's fine. You see, you're starting from scratch, so to speak. You're starting this dialogue. And what I would suggest that you do, because this takes work in the beginning to learn the skill. It's like when you first learn how to drive a car. You got to think of a lot of things, decide how to do it, and then practice it. Now, I've given you a little insight as to how you start this, and it would be very helpful if you had a little pad that you would write on, keep this information, and like today's date, you would put down there what you asked your high self, why you were here, telling you that you're a healer. Well, you see, you've come to heal, and you have a little dialogue. Now, did you see how they give a short answer, and then you have to ask another question? You could ask questions like, I've given you something that you can sort of work on, and you can ask questions like, well, have I been a healer in a past lifetime? Because maybe you were created by the Creator. I'm seeing your soul being created right now. And Alice, the colors that you were created under were shades of green with shades of gold, very bright golden light. And the green is the, when all of us were created, there was an insight. There was a desire planted within us in a certain area, and yours was the healer. That's what the green is telling me. And the gold is telling me that you were working in the spiritual ways of healing, because there's all kinds of healing. I mean, you could be a nurse working with the physical, but you were created to be a healer, working through people spiritually. But in that spiritual healing, you also work with the physical in a metaphysical kind of a way. And so as you do these things, you write it down on paper, you put the date, and what's going to happen, Alice, is the more you work with this, the more you open up. Have faith. Have trust in what you're doing, Alice. You're doing fine.
That's incredible. Very powerful words. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear. So, Richard.
Yes.
What'd you think of that?
I think it was pretty cool. I think you're pretty good at this stuff, you know. You should...
I should do it more often.
I think it's good stuff. I look forward to you getting back in the saddle. We get all this interference and nonsense out of your road so you can bring these gifts to people.
I think what we're seeing here is, and you have spoken about this, that's why I've come back to you, about this using your intuition and have faith in what you're doing, how that is the next step when you start something like this.
It is, it's really essential. And it can be challenging because, you know, when you're working by yourself, it can be particularly challenging because you don't have an external reference point, someone that can work with you, to someone who's kind of working alongside you to validate these things. And you know, as you know, I was very fortunate when I was beginning to open this up because, you know, I had you along to kind of say, "Yep, well, the guys are saying you got that right."
Validation is very important, and I would
agree. Really, one of the things I'm going to say about that, and it's one of the reasons we set up those right brain magic sessions for people, because if you work through a process, we start with the working with communicating with the physical body, which is amazing in itself. But as you work through a process like that and you're working with someone who can work alongside you, then you can build a basis for developing some confidence. So that's, you know, to me, that's the great strength of those right brain magic sessions, because they kind of open the door to that. I know I probably wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if I hadn't had you there looking over my shoulder as our spiritual friends kind of kicked me in the bum and said, "Get moving with this stuff."
Yes. Before we move on, Richard, why don't you give people that address for that website?
Yes, it's just called rightbrainmagic.com.
Well, you made it complicated, didn't you?
Well, it's as complicated as I could get. I could make it worse if you want. I could make one up and I'll put the link in later. But no, it's, and so, yeah, I mean, what we do is just start out working with the physical body and then the higher self, and then, you know, wherever you want to go from there, really, connect with someone on the other side, might be someone you know or might be one of the masters. And once you start, it's just amazing how easily this comes. And it's simply a matter of building a little confidence in what you're experiencing.
Yeah.
And as I say, in a way, on one level, somebody holding the space for you whilst you do it, but also working with someone who has that understanding that can kind of help you put those building blocks in place. So, it makes a big difference.
Thank you, Richard. What we're going to do, Richard, is we've got two callers on the line. We're going to take those two callers, and then we're going to go back to Florence. We promised her a gift. So, Diana from Ohio is on line two. Diana.
Hello.
Hi, Diana. What can we do for you?
Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
What's your question?
I wanted to pass by for reading, but I'm too late for that. So I'd like to ask a question.
Of course, ask a question. You're there. Well, who knows? We might do this on another time since people seem to like this. So, what's your question, Diana?
Okay, when I listened to the radio show with Akhenaten, I had a strong feeling of connection to him, and I wanted to know if there was a connection.
Good question. Richard, would you be kind enough to call in Akhenaten? I'm not going to be the only one on the other side of this coin, you know.
Oh, all right, all right. Let's see what I can find. He seems to be hanging around. He's got to be cooperative. And so, Diana, Akhenaten, what was Diana around in your time? And if so, what was she up to? in a manner of speaking. He is saying, Diana was present in that lifetime as she has felt. She indeed knew me very well. She was, you could say, part of the court. She worked closely with not only me, but my entire family. Indeed, some of you may now understand that the time that I came was one of those attempts when an attempt was being made to bring forth a golden age. And if you listen to that radio show, you will know we were thwarted by the dark in the form of the priest class. And I know it's a diversion, but I will mention that the dark's penetration of the priest class is what occurred in Atlantis. It occurred in my time, and indeed has occurred with all of your major religions, if you examine them closely. It is a model that's tried and true upon planet Earth. However, I will mention that the reason I mentioned the attempt at a golden age is that those of you that are cherubim will understand that you all come forth at such times, and indeed Diana was one of those that came forth at that time. She is indeed one of the cherubim that has come forth this time also to assist with this work. So, Diana, you indeed were present then as you are now, and so it is.
Thank you, Richard. Diana, did you know you were a cherubim?
No, I didn't.
Well, you need to send Richard your information so he can put you on the cherubim list.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And now the last call before we get back to Florence, Rosemary from Chicago is on line one. Hello, Rosemary.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call, and it's good to hear your voice speaking.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. Richard. It's good to hear from you, too.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hi. My question is, can you speak to Isis for me, if she's there?
Well, you know, when we call them, they usually come, but what do you want to know specifically from Isis?
I was going through some very difficult physical restraints, and I just simply, with all my heart, asked for help. And I was told that in 70 days there will be a change. I don't think I fully comprehended the message. I was too busy suffering.
Yeah, that does make you pretty busy. Richard, did you want to call in Isis?
I'd be happy to do that.
I figured you would be, because I'm going to take the other flip side with Florence.
I understand, and it is my pleasure to assist Rosemary. And so I call forth Isis. And so I'm sure you heard Rosemary's question. She's saying she did.
Thank you.
She's saying the issue is that you agreed to come and to suffer these challenges until your own physical rejuvenation came forth. And there are a number of individuals who made this choice, and some of those are already aware of this, others are not. And you agreed to do this to be a powerful illustration of the impact of the rejuvenation command. And the 70 days is what I would call a worst-case estimate of when you will be in a place to experience that rejuvenation command. And indeed, I anticipate that it will more than likely be available to you well short of that time, but you were given that time frame as being the worst case time when your suffering would end. And your suffering will end, as I say, when you have experienced the rejuvenation command and your own rejuvenation comes forth. And so it is.
Thank you.
What do you
so
think
much
of that, Rosemary?
I think I'd rather be a shining example rather than another sonnet of advice.
I was going to say, Rosemary, you put your hand up too often, darling.
Okay. Man, I've got two of them here.
Yeah, put your hand in your pocket for a while on the next go around.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine either of you doing that.
No.
Anyway, Rosemary, we just love hearing from you. You are a shining light, as you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I can hang on. I can do this. Mm-hmm. And the clearing that was from the past life is wonderful. Thank you both, and thank you.
And which past life are you talking about, dear?
All of them.
Now, do you mean your personal past lives or something else that we did?
We did the karmic clearing for her. That's what she's referring to.
Oh, I wasn't sure what she was referring to. That's wonderful, Rosemary. You know, Richard and I just love you. So you take care, darling.
Thank you so much. I hope she has a wonderful reading. Bye-bye.
We're going to go back to Florence from San Diego on line 3. Well, Florence, you still hanging out?
I am.
Now, I'm going to give a little history here because it's important to feel this and understand it. The way I perceive a lifetime, I perceive it as a circle. we come into this lifetime and we experience. So the birth is the beginning, the death is the end, and the beginning matches the end and it makes a circle. You know, Richard, as I'm doing this, I just remember now, we didn't get to part what we were going to do on the show, and that was, why do we incarnate here and keep coming back?
That's okay. You got preoccupied. What can I say?
I guess we'll just have to do that one another time.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes.
So, each lifetime, and maybe you feel this, Florence, you have lived a lot of lifetimes on Earth. Do you ever feel that?
Not really. I've really lived this one, maybe.
Do you have a sense that perhaps reincarnation might be possible?
Oh, of course.
Okay. Because that's an important ingredient in this.
No, what I meant is I just don't remember my past lives. I know that I've had them, but I don't have any recollection.
Okay. Well, and that's fine. We're all in different places. And so each one of our lifetimes is a circle like this. And as I perceive it, they all sit on top of one another. And if you think of a lot of circles that are sitting on top of one another and you go down to the bottom where it starts and look up through the center, it looks like a tunnel. Do you understand how I'm describing this?
Yes.
So what I want you to do, I'm seeing some of your past lifetimes lighting up. And one in particular is very bright. And so what I'm hearing is you have several lifetimes here that would be very influential for you to understand, and it would throw light or understanding on this lifetime. So, intend to stand at the bottom of the tunnel and look up the tunnel. See the rings. Can you see it? In your mind's eye?
In my mind's eye, yes.
Yeah, good. And quietly ask your soul to take you to a very important lifetime that has great influence on your present life so that you might learn more about who and what you are. Have you asked that question?
Yes.
Now, just let go. This is a new experience for you. Just let go. Let your soul lead you. And you might feel yourself rise up the tunnel, going towards one of those lifetimes that are brightly lit. Can you feel yourself slowly moving up the tunnel?
Yes.
Good. When you get to that lifetime that your soul has chosen for you to be aware of, you will slow up and it will stop. Tell me when you stopped. Good. Now, imagine you taking your foot and taking one of your feet outside of the tunnel and putting it in that ring. Have you done that yet?
In that ring?
The ring representing the lifetime that your soul wants you to explore. Is your foot are you putting your foot in that ring, that lifetime?
Yes.
Good. Take the rest of your body now and put it in that lifetime and just see yourself moving into that lifetime. Can you see yourself doing that?
Yes.
Good. Now tell me, look at your feet. What are you wearing on your feet?
Sandals.
You know, that seems to be a really big, important thing in the past that we all wore sandals. Now look up at the sandals and tell me, does it look like you have male clothes or female?
Female.
Female. Yeah, these women liked these sandals, didn't they? So you have a dress on, a robe of some sort? Give us a little thought of what you're wearing.
Well, I sense more that it might be like a peasant outfit.
Ah,
you know?
Okay, that's fine. A peasant outfit. Are you wearing something on your hair?
I think a scarf.
Yeah, that's kind of the way you would look. Do you have a sense of what country this is?
Not really. Maybe Europe? I don't know.
No, I think you're right. It's Europe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Europe. Were you coming in from the fields? Were you working in the fields just then?
No, not from the fields.
Tell me where you were working. What were you doing?
I sensed that I was just going from one place to another, like I was, you know, just getting someplace.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know for what purpose.
Well, what's happening right now, Florence, is we are up to the wall of time, and mm-hmm. we're going to have to cut this session short. But if you send Richard your name and your phone number, well, it would be your email address, we'll contact you so that we can do the rest of this in private. Would you like to do that?
I would be glad to, but you and Richard are both very busy, you know.
Well, we are busy, but this is part of what we do. Florence, do you know, Richard, tell Florence which email to send this to.
Just send it to Richard at the 2012countdown.net.
Richard at 2012countdown?
Yes, the 2012countdown.net.
Okay.
And we'll contact you and get on the line with you and finish this for you, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome, dear. Richard, would you give out our website in case there's other people who want to work on a past lifetime, they can order a session?
Yes. Our main website is the 2012countdown.com, not .net. That email address was .net. But the main site is the 2012countdown.com, and you'll find there I think the last page on the menu, that long busy menu on that site, is a page for connecting to past lives. And if you're interested in doing that, there is that page is there, and you can go and order a session, and Carolyn will lead you right through the whole process.
I guess there's one side to that coin, huh?
Well, yep, there is.
Folks, we've come to the end of this hour. Don't things go by fast when you're having a good time?
Indeed, they do.
Richard, I want to thank you for your assistance. I want to thank you for all that you do. I want to thank you for how you care about what you do and how important it is to you to bring forth truth.
Thank you, Carolyn, and I very much would say the same about you. Your desire and intent is extraordinary.
Thank you, dear. And so until next week, my friends, this is Carolyn Evers and
Richard Presser.
Goodbye for now.